We are more than just leathers. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show, this Thursday, February 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages that everybody's saying, I guess it's snowing statewide pretty much. Detroit even getting snow. Flint's getting snow. Grand Rapids, everybody's getting snow. So kind of interesting. Nick Wallace, Harbor Springs, J2 Construction. I used to use Mountain Dew to remove vinyl floor adhesive, and it worked great. Spooky stuff. I used to drink Mountain Dew. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Let's see. You're an elected official. Okay, let me get point of clarification. Mr. Chair, I just told an elected official that he needs to go to the county convention tonight and ask to be a voting delegate at the state caucus convention. He says, I'm not a delegate yet. I'm going to ask Bob about that. You're an elected official. If you are on the ballot in November of 2022, and you're an elected official, you are an at-large delegate for your county party. You don't have to be a precinct delegate. You got elected. State representatives that are living in a county, for example, John Roth, he lives in Grand Traverse County, my state rep, 104th. He's a at-large delegate. School board members, county commissioners, they are at-large delegates. They get to go to state conventions, caucuses. So if you, Onaway school board members, want to go to the meeting tonight and ask to go to Detroit, you get to go. Text message that information to every elected official that you're friendly with, that is with us, and let them know that. You need to let them know that you guys can go. Christine Gray, down in Northville. In the late 50s, back when we were in high school, we were not allowed to have Coca-Cola in the gymnasium because it ruined the hardwood basketball floor if it got spilt on it. Yeah, we'd eat right through the varnish. But yet people are supposed to drink it. Yeah, no thanks. I'm done with that toxic acid garbage. Not going to drink it anymore. Anyway, greatly appreciate the input. The education from John Davis over there at MAGA Water, this has been just eye-opening for me. And I can taste the difference in my drops already. I've got almost, let's see, an inch to go in the bottle, and I'm done with that. Another half gallon standing by of MAGA Water. I'm excited to see how it tastes and how I feel today drinking it. So I'm looking forward to it. I want to get to another topic real quick that you need to know about is the process. Everybody's questioning me, texting me about this state convention caucus thing going on in Detroit on March 2nd. Again, we are going to be in breakout rooms per congressional district. We're not going to be in a big state convention arena like we normally are. That's not what this is. It's not actually technically a state convention. It's actually a caucus. And why is it a caucus? Because the delegates for each one of the congressional districts will be casting a vote for Donald Trump. This is part of the presidential election that starts actually early voting this Saturday. Vicky's been trained to be a poll worker for Torch Lake Township. Early voting starts this Saturday. Hey, Vic, when is the doors open? 8 o'clock? And you, 9 o'clock on Saturday? And goes until what time? 9 to 5. So early voting starts, anyway, in our township, 9 to 5 on Saturday, February 17th. Early days, 9 days of early voting will go until the 25th is Sunday, the last day of early voting. Then the next day is Monday, February 26th at 4 p.m. is the deadline to request an absentee ballot in person at your local clerk's office. And then in-person presidential primary voting is Tuesday, February 27th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. That is election day. Polls will be open like normal. You'll go. You show your ID, you get your application for a ballot, you sign it, they hand you a ballot, then you go and vote, and then you put it through the tabulator. Well, that's only getting 16 out of the 55 delegates that were allowed at the RNC's national convention in July in Milwaukee. The other 39 delegates are coming from us on March 2nd, the voting precinct delegates in each congressional district. So it's actually a caucus, kind of like Iowa. It's an Iowa caucus here in Michigan for the very first time. Why did we do that? We had Dr. Rob Steele on to explain it to us. Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats moved our presidential primary up to February 27th, which violated RNC rules. RNC rules state Michigan could not hold a primary before March 1st. As a result of putting it February 27th, it violated the RNC rules, and we lost our delegates. Gretchen Whitmer did that on purpose. The Democrats, Joe Tate, Speaker of the House, when he brings the Communist Senate Majority Leader, they did it on purpose to hurt the Republicans at our national convention. Well, Christina Crammel, the attorney Daniel Hartman, Dr. Rob Steele argued, petitioned, advocated with the RNC to allow a rule change. What if we do a caucus on March 2nd down in Detroit? Oh, okay, who's going to be invited to the caucus? Will it be open to the public? No. It's only going to be precinct delegates and at-large elected officials coming down at a single location, district by district, voting for the president. Oh, okay. Well, we can live with that. You get your delegates back. So now we go from 16 plus 39, we get to 55. We're fully represented in Milwaukee this summer. They did that. In addition, we're going to be electing probably a new RNC chairman, or excuse me, committee man and committee woman. Donald Trump's already endorsed the party chairman of North Carolina, a gentleman from down there who's doing a really great job in North Carolina. He's already anointed him to replace Ronald Romney after he smokes Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina on February 24th. Ron is gone. Bye-bye. Why do you think they came out with this ruling against Christina that we talked about in the first hour? Totally disappointed in Dr. Rob Steele. He should have advocated and told Ron to shut up and stay out of our business, but he didn't. So they came out with this ruling yesterday. Really, you know what? Who cares? It's going to proceed like normal, folks. Will there be a fight? Possibly. Will there be people removed? Probably. Politics is not an easy, nice gentleman's game. This is all-out war on March 2nd in Detroit. That's why we need you guys there. You elected at-large delegates, you need to come. You're an elected official, you need to be there with us. But the bottom line is this. Presidential vote in a caucus is taking place. Probably a new RNC committee man, committee woman, Bernadette Smith, Ralph Rebant, probably going to get elected to be the RNC committee man and committee woman. And guess what else? We have an opportunity to put up a resolution who do we think the chair is? That's being discussed. I'm not sure it's made it to the agenda yet. I personally think it should be on the agenda. I think we need to put an end to all this on March 2nd once and for all. Who do we think, as delegates attending the convention, needs to be recognized as the chair of this party? Tell Donald Trump and tell the RNC, sorry. With all due respect, Mr. President, I love your policies. I love you as a president. But you have been getting some bad advice from day one. Really? Jeff Sessions as your attorney general? You're going to listen to Dr. Fauci regarding the China virus. You're going to endorse Bill Shute because Ronald Romney and Ted Nugent came to you at Mar-a-Lago and convinced you that Bill Shute would be a really good governor for us in 2018. Yeah, how did he do against Gretchen Whitmer, sir? I said he was going to get his butt kicked by 10 points. Trucker Randy was wrong. He only lost by 9.57% of the general election vote in November of 2018. Bill Schuette was a horrible governor candidate to run against Whitmer. But he endorsed Bill Schuette. I got a screenshot of his tweet. I was following him on Twitter, which is what it was at the time. And when it popped up on my phone, I'm like, are you kidding me? Bill Schuette. Bill Schuette. That's what Donald Trump put on his tweet when he endorsed Bill Schuette. And then we went to the Romeo Ice Rink there in Macomb County. The beast landed at Selfridge Air Force Base at the corner of Hall Road, M59, William Russell Highway, whatever the heck you want to call it, 20 Mile Road, at the end, almost to Lake St. Clair, okay, east of I-94 at the North Gate. The beast rolls out of there, jumps on Hall Road, drives across the Van Dyke, drives up to Romeo, walks out, greets the crowd. Yeah, Bill Schuette. Where's Bill? Where the hell is Bill? Schuette had already left. He wasn't going to wait for Trump. The guy who endorsed him, he wouldn't wait for him. He already was there earlier and spoke and left. Where the hell is Bill? Donald Trump said. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today as we wrap up County Convention Day. And I apologize for the replay of the show tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 because this will all be ancient history. I'll be talking about field reports from downstate and Vicky's going to Antrim County. So we'll have all kinds of conversations, discussions about what went on. But basically, what they have done, the 40 people that voted to remove Christina Cramo on January 6th down there in Commerce Township at their impromptu special meeting, they called, being reinforced by Ronna Romney and their attorneys, along with Donald Trump's endorsement of Pete Hoekstra. Again, another failed advice, Mr. President, with all due respect. Got Mark down in Fenton texting in from the Genesee County area. He says, Randy, don't forget Mike Pence. Oh, yeah. That Mike Pence was a play on Trump. It wasn't about the money with that. You know what that was about? Indiana and the Christian vote. Mike Pence claims to be a born-again Christian, will not attend any meetings with a woman by himself, takes his wife with him everywhere he goes. He wanted the evangelical born-again Christian vote. That's why Mike Pence was chosen to be vice president. Political smart move. When you're a president, you always look for a vice president that will complement and bring more base to your vote. Donald Trump had the businessman. He had the street fighters. He had the Apprentice TV show fans. He had the Trump fans in his pocket. Make America Great Again. He stole it from Ronald Reagan's 1980s presidential campaign. He brought it back. He had his base. What was he missing? The Christians. The evangelical, born-again Christians especially. Not so much Catholics. Not so much, you know, just your ordinary Presbyterian, you know, whatever. He wanted the born again Bible thumping vote. And Mike Pence brought that. But you know what they basically did? January 6th, 40 people, the RNC, even Donald Trump coming out with that stupid endorsement that's on this card I'm holding in my hand, that Pete Hoekstra used a screenshot of Donald Trump at Real Donald Trump on his Truth Social platform. Pete will make the Republican Party of Michigan great again and has my complete and total endorsement to be its chairman. He will never let you down. Quote, end quote, by Donald J. Trump. You disenfranchise the precinct delegates of the state of Michigan, Mr. President, RNC Chairman Ronna Romney, Dr. Rob Steele. You failed us. That's okay. You see, because we still have county conventions tonight. And we are going to send people to Detroit that are going to be voting a certain way and will be supporting a chair that probably is not going to be Pete Hoekstra. If she puts it on the agenda to be on the agenda of every congressional district, Who do you guys support and want to see stay for this election cycle, 2024, stay on as the chair of the Michigan Republican Party? I'm going to give you a shocker, guys. I think Christina Caramo is going to beat Pete Hoekstra 60-40. 55-45. Based on the delegates that are going to show up tonight to get elected to be voting delegates in Detroit on March 2nd, I think you're going to be shocked. The media is going to be shocked. Trump's going to be shocked. The RNC is going to be shocked. You know why? You're not going to disenfranchise us precinct delegates. We don't buy your crap. We don't buy your endorsement. Frankly, Mr. President, with all due respect, stay the heck out of our state. By the way, he's coming to Oakland County this Saturday. Yeah, he's got a, you know, presidential primary get out the vote event down, I think it's in Clarkston. Really don't care. I'm not going to go to it. Not even thinking about going to it. But it'll be big turnout. Unless there's a huge snowstorm, they'll have a good turnout. Because we love him as a president for his policies. But I got to tell you, sir, you suck when it comes to cabinet appointments and who you listen to. You're getting advice from the wrong people, sir. You want to talk to Chuck or Randy? You want to talk to patriots up here in North Country before you come out with an endorsement? I highly recommend you consider doing it. Because we know the grassroots. We know the people. I know gas yesterday was in Gaylord at $3.03 to $3.09 a gallon. We're real people. We fill our own tanks. We don't have people doing it for us. We know what things cost. We know the pain of what this idiot Biden has done to our country and Whitmer, the idiot's done to our state. The gun laws are officially in effect, folks. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, stay out of our business. Leave us alone. We're going to get out the word. We're going to pass out these 9/11/11 cards. We're going to get people to think. We're going to get them to vote right, especially the independents and libertarians that hate the Republicans just as much as the Democrats. You know, this is going to stop. We the people are going to be attending the conventions tonight and sending our patriots to March 2nd, Detroit. Honestly, you establishment folks, don't even waste your time showing up. You're going to be embarrassed. You're going to lose. We're moving forward. The plan of 2024, people. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the website WCHY.us. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of